of the I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network. That is Masturbators, The Simplest, and Eating at the Movies, Crushgasm, Men Are the Prize, and Love is Black. Please check out all of our podcasts for different podcast needs. And Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience. We're a mature podcast that talk about mature things. It's not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you. Have a good day. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents One-on-Ones. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with one of the original Masturbators, CJ Tucker. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Loving it.
So CJ did not like the ending of the sitcom's social media voted.
That was garbage.
He did not.
I thought it was bullshit.
So we are going to do a one-on-one for sitcoms with just CJ. This is all CJ shit. This is all him. Listen, whatever he says goes, all right? A couple rules. All right. The highest seed will always play the lowest seed each round. I did not make these rankings. All right.
As you can see, fuck Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes
did make these rankings of 104. All right. The highest seed always play the lowest seed. Like I said, there'll be a bye in the fourth round. There'll be a bye in the quarterfinals. And always, if CJ don't like a matchup or don't care about a matchup, or matchup's too hard, he can pass to me. But however, he has to live with that consequence because he never know who's going to play who. Because like I said before, I reseed every single round. All right.
And I'm okay with that.
CJ, are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right.
Yeah, let's erase that travesty.
All right, well, do the play-in game first. We got Fresh Off the Boat versus Welcome Back, Kotter.
Fresh Off the Boat. Yeah.
And we have...
If it was Harvey doing this, probably a different story.
And we have Happy Days versus Black-ish.
Black-ish.
All right, now let's get into the bracket.
Oh, yeah, let's get into it.
All right. Got number one, Seinfeld, 1989, versus number 100, Home Improvement, 1991. And the dates are when they first released.
Yeah. Seinfeld. I will give it to him.
Seinfeld. And Seinfeld will play Fresh Off the Boat in the next round. Number two. Number two, I Love Lucy, 1951, versus number 99, Mork and Mindy, 1978.
Lucy, baby.
And I Love Lucy will play Black-ish in the next round. Number three, Good Times, 1974, versus number 98, Murphy Brown, 1988.
Good Times. Down, down, down.
It's supposed to be a sitcom bracket. You picked the saddest part of the damn show.
That was the most memorable, most fucking heart wrenching. And that, dude, that fucking solidified that show. Period.
I don't know if that's the saddest part of the show though, because I had a shirt that said I would iron a shirt, but
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. That was sad and disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
The other part was just sad.
All right. Number four.
No, we should pull the cord out though. I locked it. Pull it out.
Oh, all right. Man. Number four, Cheers, 1982, versus number 97, Gilligan's Island, 1964.
Cheers.
Number five, MASH, 1972, versus number 96, Living Single, 1993.
Living Single.
And Living Single will play Good Times in the next round. Number six, The Office, 2005. Versus number 95, Psych, 2006.
Oh, you're dead. Oh, you didn't make these rankings. Yeah, you didn't make these rankings. Okay, I will. Wait, all right. It was Psych versus what else?
The Office.
Yeah, I'm going with The Office.
All right.
Yeah. Get Psych's good. That's how I get.
Number 7, Taxi, 1978. Verse number 94, Laverne and Shirley, 1976.
Laverne and Shirley.
And Laverne and Shirley will play Cheers in the next round.
Oh, dude, I hate when you tell me what's going to play what in the next round. Usually, everybody does. I know. Oh, yeah, they're out.
Listen, I do that for a reason. I do it because it's my sixth satisfaction of where people's head spins. So I do that for a reason.
You're dead next round.
All right. Number 8, Friends, 1994. Verse number 93, The Bernie Mac Show, 2001.
Yeah. All right, don't be mad, but I love me the Bernie Mac show. Mm-hmm. I think Friends is better. I'm going Friends.
This is your bracket. I can't get mad at what you say. You still have your goddamn.
No. You can respect my choices. You can still be mad.
I'm not mad. Yeah, I think I got your damn mind, but I'm not mad. Number 9, Family Ties, 1982. Verse number 92, Barney Miller,
1975. Family Ties. Barney Miller did have a great intro, though.
No, that's
Night Court.
That's Night Court. Sorry, wrong one.
Yeah, Barney Miller was like... Yeah, those flashing pictures of him getting his ass whooped.
Number 10, Veep, 2012. Verse number 91, I Dream of Jeannie, 1965.
Veep. Yeah, and I don't know what the fuck people were thinking. It was Veep. I can't believe they picked I Dream of Jeannie. Y'all crazy.
Number 11, 30 Rock, 2006. Verse number 90, The Wayans Bros, 1995.
30 Rock.
Number 12, Parks and Recreation, 2009. Verse number 89, Growing Pains, 1985.
Oh, Parks and Rec. All right, so far so good. Yeah. Yeah, like
number, number 13, Workaholics, 2011, versus number 88, Malcolm in the Middle, 2000.
Malcolm in the Middle.
And Malcolm in the Middle will play The Office in the next round.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle has like one of the best wake-up scenes ever. Look, you ever see that shit? Where you fucking tap the nigga, Malcolm, Malcolm. As soon as he opens his eyes, wow.
So, Kendra said, this is the longest I've gone watch one of these without getting upset until 30 Rock move on.
Be mad. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Feel your anger.
Number 14, Eastbound and Down, 2009. Verse number 87, Entourage, 2004.
Entourage.
And Entourage will play Friends in the next round. Number 15, Frasier, 1993. Verse number 86, Night Court,
1984. Oh, no. Oh.
Do, 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 do.
Sorry, yes. Dude, the intro is fucking amazing.
That was in my head. So is Frasier, though.
Yeah,
here, toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Yeah. No, that's the outro, though. The intro is just with
Seattle
skylight. Yeah, yeah.
It's called.
I'm going. Yeah, I'm going Frasier. Yeah, it's coming again.
All right. Number 16, Saved by the Bell, 1988. Verse number 85, The Kings of Queens, 1998.
Ooh. Yeah, Saved by the Bell is a great show, but I think King of Queens might be a better show. So especially now watching it as an adult. Have you ever watched it as an adult? Saved by the Bell is fucking horrible. Zach Morris is a piece of shit.
All right, so Kings of Queens will play Family Ties in the next round. Number 17, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, 2015. Verse number 84, The Goldbergs, 2013.
This is one of the ones that hurt so bad. Dude. I love Kimmy Schmidt. I love it. But the Goldbergs is amazing.
So it's the Goldbergs?
Yep.
All right. The Goldbergs will play Veep in the next round. Number 18, Atlanta, 2016. Verse number 83, Third Rock from the Sun, 1996.
Third Rock.
Yo, you damn mind.
Dude, I never got into Atlanta. I watched like the first half of the first season, and I just couldn't get into it.
All right. I can't make this up. Third Rock from the Sun will play 30 Rock in the next round.
Should know some bullshit like that was gonna happen.
And Kendrick's like, it gets no love. One of the best black sitcoms of all time. It doesn't get love. All right. It really is. It's fucking all right. Amazing.
All right. Yeah, it took too long for me to get into it.
Number 19, Arrested Development, 2003. Verse number 82, Reno 911, 2003. Damn.
Right. Arrested Development.
Huh?
Arrested Development.
Oh. Yeah, I know they both come out the same year.
Yeah, Reno 911 is fucking hilarious, though.
Mm. Number 20, Silicon Valley, 2014. Verse number 81, My Name is Earl, 2005.
My Name is Earl.
And My Name is Earl will play Parks and Recs in the next round. Number 21, Kenny and Kel, 1996. Versus number 80, Everybody Hates Chris, 2005.
Everybody Hates Chris.
And Everybody Hates Chris will play Frasier in the next round.
Aww. Poor Frasier.
Number 22, The Good Place, 2016. Verse number 79, Beverly Hillbillies, 1962.
The Good Place.
I keep telling you people that the movie, the 90s movie was better than the TV show.
Oh, there was a movie, The Good Place?
No, Beverly Hillbillies, sorry.
Oh, the movie was fucking hilarious. The
movie was fucking great. I mean, the black and white of the old school, like presence of the Beverly Hills School didn't get to me. I'm gonna try to watch it because I can't get another one with special boxes. I didn't get into it. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. See, yeah. I used to watch the old one back in the day. You know, the black and white. You know, that used to be hilarious.
But the movie is fucking fire. The movie fucking hilarious as shit. Like, I'll say that right now. And according to Kendrick, is the best movie ever.
Oh, really? Best movie ever, huh? All right. Yeah.
Number 23, Curb Your Enthusiasm, 2000. Verse number 78, The Jeffersons, 1975.
Jeffersons. Yeah, Kirby Thieves is another one I never really got into. I tried my hardest. I actually got through like the first like two or three seasons, and then it was like, nah, I can't do this anymore.
The Jeffersons will play Rest of Development in the next round.
Oh, sorry, Blues.
Number 24, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, 2017. Rest number 77, Everybody Loves Raymond, 1996.
Oh, Miss Maisel. It's amazing all day. Fuck Raymond.
I can't say yay or nay to that. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't watched Marvin Mazel, and I don't like Everybody Loves Raymond, so it's a win for me.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
All right. Number 25, Roseanne, 1988. Versus number 76, Three's Company, 1977.
Roseanne.
I will say this. Three's Company. You know she is. But Three's Company has a better
cast
theme song. Come on, knock on my door.
Yeah, no, they definitely have a better theme song and better intro. The intro altogether is way better.
Number 26, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, 1970. Versus number 75, Get Smart, 1965.
Get Smart.
And Get Smart will play The Good Place in the next round. Number 27, The Drew Carey Show, 1995. Versus number 74, Master of None, 2015.
Wait, what's going against Master of None?
The Drew Carey Show.
All right, I'm going to go with Drew Carey Show.
Master of None gets slept on so much. Listen, if you get a chance, go Netflix, watch that fucking show.
That's why I think about it. Yeah, I have watched it. Mm. But yeah, comparing them, I've watched every episode of Master of None once. I watched every episode of Drew Carey Show at least three or four times. All
right. Well, number 28, Community, 2009. And big shout out to the community on Twitter. Because they came out on drones to vote for Community. Like those were matchups.
Really? Yeah. Those matchups
hit 2,000, like 1,000, 2,000 votes. So,
wow.
Big shout out to
it that. Makes sense, though. That's a great show. I love this community.
So, number 28, Community, 2009, versus number 73, Mr. Bean, 1990.
Oh, I'm glad they made this easy, too. Community.
Mr. Bean that doesn't do it for me either.
Yeah, you know it's good when you're drunk or really, really high.
Number 29, Mad About You, 1992, versus number 72, Insecure, 2016.
Mad About You.
Right. Listen, watch Insecure.
I don't know what Insecure is.
Watch HBO. Issa Rae. It's a beautiful black sitcom on HBO. It's just amazing. Yeah. All right, number 30.
Insecure. I think I know what that is.
All right, so number 30, Scrubs, 2001, versus number 71, Glow, 2017.
Ooh, Scrubs. I like Glow, though.
I just started watching Glow. It's not bad.
It gets better.
I'll pick Scrubs over Glow as well. Number 31, New Girl, 2011. Versus number 70, Barry, 2018.
New Girl.
Who's that girl? It's just...
That motherfucker's in those street youths. Talk like a normal human. Or we just the parkour. I go kick off the corner of the wall. Parkour.
number 32, Monk, 2002. Versus number 69, Freaks and Geeks, 1999.
Monk.
Yeah, you damn mind.
I've never seen Freaks and Geeks.
You should. It's one season of pure bliss.
It's a one season show.
It's one season of pure bliss. It has everybody in it. It has Seth Rogen, like the whole gang. Seth Rogen, the guy from Forget Sarah Marshall.
The dude that loves showing his dick all the time. Yeah. Why every other movie he in, he got to show his dick?
I got a surprise for you. Number 33 is Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 2005. Versus number 68, Girls, 2012.
Always Sunny. Oh, gosh, I'm mad.
Number 34, Modern Family, 2009. Versus number 67, Martin, 1992.
Martin. I love Modern Family, though. This is an unfortunate matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah, Modern Family should have gone at least second or third round. Damn.
Martin will play the Marvelous Miss Maisel in the next round. Speaking of Jason Segel, I think his name is. Number 35. Yeah. Number 35, How I Met Your Mother, 2005. Verse number 66, Boy Meets World, 1993.
How I Met Your Mother.
I would definitely have said, How About Your Father's Hot Garbage? I want to say that right now. That shit was horrible.
Yeah. You know, I tried to fight through it, you know, the beginning sucked, but like, it kind of grew on me towards the end.
It did not grow. I mean, it got cut off. That shit was horrible.
I like the actresses in it.
Yeah. Is Legend, Wait For It, Dairy. Legendary. There you go, Amanda. All right. Number 36, The Honeymooners, 1955. Verse number 65, The Wonder Years, 1988.
The Wonder Years. Yeah, The Honeymooners is very problematic for this day and age.
Domestic violence. Yeah. You like domestic violence?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
One of these days. The Wonder Years will play Roseanne in the next round.
Oh, that's not easy.
Number 37, The Andy Griffith Show, 1960. Verse number 64, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, 2013.
I picked the show that has a black person in it. Nine-Nine.
And the blacker show will play another white show, The Drew Carey Show.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be it.
So number 38, The Cosby Show, 1984. Verse number 63, Sex in the City, 1998.
The Cosby Show.
But goddamn. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of surprised you had to wait that long to.
Dude, I actually really like Sex and City, the show. The movies suck, but I actually like the show.
Girlfriends is better. I don't care what nobody say. Girlfriends is better.
Girlfriends is a great show. I ain't gonna lie, I watched the show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number 39, Dharma and Greg, 1987. Verse number 62, Married with Children, 1987. I already know this is.
Yeah, our buddy.
And Married with Children will play Community in the next round.
Oh no.
Number 40, All in the Family, 1971. Verse number 61, The Golden Girls, 1985.
Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend. Oh, yeah.
You can imagine how often I've seen that at work. All you old ladies playing Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls will play Mad About You in the next row.
Ooh.
Say you're incorrect, buddy. All right, anyway.
You can say that wrong.
Number 41, Louis, 2010. Verse number 60, Full House, 1987.
Full House.
And Full House will play Scrubs in the next round.
That works.
Number 42, The Addams Family, 1964.
Ooh, the original. Yes.
Verse number 59, A Different World, 1987.
Oh, fuck, A Different World. Yeah. I was like, let me get Adam's Family up in here real quick. Nope.
A Different World will play New Girl in the next round. Number 43, The Brady Bunch, 1969. Verse number 58, Family Matters, 1989.
Family Matters. You're, I hate this shit. Family Matters.
He said, keep it black.
I really like the Brady Bunch, but it's nowhere near Family Matters. I think Family Matters is overrated.
Okay.
But Brady Bunch is still nowhere near that caliber.
Well, Family Matters will play Monk in the next round.
Oh, fuck.
Number 44, Two and a Half Men, 2003. Versus number 57, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 1990.
I'm on Fresh Prince.
See, Harvey? He said The Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, played by Will motherfucking Smith.
Well, with that being said, though, we're going from Philadelphia to Philadelphia because The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will play It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia in the next round.
Oh yeah.
And number 45, Leave It to Beaver, 1957. Versus number 56, The Nanny, 1993.
The Nanny.
Oh, you ought to get...
Brand dresser.
Leave
It to Beaver?
Hey, over Leave It to Beaver, yes. I would take her laugh over Leave It to Beaver the whole time. Because Beaver is fucking the Beaver. However, though, listen, the Nanny will play How I Met Your Mother the next round. So,
it's going next round. But yeah, you know, Leave It to Beaver was all right, but the Nanny fucking had me dying. Thank you, Amanda.
Said the Nanny could get it, but she was trash. She was trash. So God is truth. I don't know if the Nanny can get it though. I'm not gonna lie to you, because if she make those same sounds while having sex, I'll be pissed. I'll be fucking mad as shit. What?
Motherfucker, you got noise canceling headphones. Put them on. Yeah, she could definitely get it.
Listen. Number 46, Dick Van Dyke Show, 1961. Versus number 55, The Game, 2006.
The Game. I'm so mad about this one. The fucking Game. I can't believe Dick Van Dyke won this. I don't know what y'all are thinking.
And The Game will play The Cosby Show the next round.
Sorry, Bill.
You have four more. Number 46.
Yes, I could, Amanda. Yes, I could. Yeah. If she was giving it up, it's good.
Number 47, The League, 2009. Versus number 54, Vice Principals, 2016.
The League.
The League lost in the first round in this shit.
I know. Many fucking great shows lost. Like, what was y'all thinking? Yeah. And yeah, it made the next few rounds way easy for me. Because all these shows suck.
So I could get past The Voice. She's worth going deaf.
Oh wow, man! The octave wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it was. She was high.
It was a repetition of it. that's what gets you. Make your ears vibrate.
All right, number 48, Sanford and Son, 1972, versus number 53, The Facts of Life, 1979.
Sanford and Son.
I agree, Sanford Sun should win, but the better theme song is Facts of Life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. But, yeah, Sanford Sun, that didn't even have words.
Two more, buddy, in this round. Number 49, That 70s Show, 1998. Versus number 52, Different Strokes, 1978.
Sorry, Harvey. I got to go to That 70s Show.
And last but not least, number 50, The Big Bang Theory, 2007.
Big Bang Theory.
Let me finish. And yes, listen. Yes, I am on record saying that Kitty
Thank Foreman. Thank you, Amanda. Yeah. Kitty could definitely get it.
That is what it is. Not on Friends, but the time she was on Friends, but that 70 show.
No, Kitty Foreman, yeah, she can definitely get it, man. Yeah, I got to do what I love. This show was just better.
All right, and last but not least, number 50, The Big Bang Theory, 2007, versus number 51, Will and Grace, 1998.
Big Bang Theory.
All right.
So that means, I love you some Will and Grace, though. I will say that, though.
But that means that the Big Bang Theory will play the league in the next round.
And, oh.
And that 70 show will play Sanford and Son in the next round.
Oh, my God. That's going to hurt.
Round two, buddy. You ready?
Wait, hold up. You know you like some nasty stuff? All right. All
right. Round two. Seinfeld or Fresh Off the Boat?
Fresh Off the Boat. Fuck you, Seinfeld.
I 100% agree, actually. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Seinfeld is a very overrated fucking show. And I said it. I say it again.
I don't mind Seinfeld. I used to watch it, but Fresh Off the Boat is so much better.
All right. I love Lucy or Blackish?
Blackish.
I'm going to shock the people in the comments, but I 100% agree. I'm not going to lie. Spoiler alert. Blackish is one of my top four. It was my top four. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah. It took you forever to start watching it. I'll show you to watch when it first came out. You're like, no, they're trying too hard.
Yeah, listen. I had to watch it all the way through. And that shit had me hooked.
Yeah. Blackish is fucking hilarious. And the growth of all the characters is amazing.
They say if you like Fresh Off the Boat, you need to watch Kim's Convenience.
Kim's Convenience, right? Put down the list too.
All right. Good Times or Living Single?
Living Single.
Do 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 do. Hey. Do 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 do. All right. Okay. Cheers. Cheers or Laverne and Shirley?
Cheers.
And Cheers will play Fresh Off the Boat in the next round. The Office or Malcolm in the Middle?
Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, I know I Love Lucy is legendary. They don't make it great.
I keep telling people, just because it's older doesn't mean it's better. I keep telling people that.
Yeah, I'm almost as old as you, Harvey. I used to watch I Love Lucy back in the day, but I just think that show's better.
All right, where am I at? Friends or Entourage?
Get him, man. Get him. All right. All right, what was the matchup?
Friends or Entourage?
Entourage.
You'll make a lot of people in the comments shake
their head. Yeah, y'all can be mad. Friends got comedy, but Entourage got titties.
Family Ties or Kings of Queens?
King of Queens.
Veep or the Goldbergs?
The Goldbergs.
Oh, you are going upset. I like this.
Yeah.
30 Rock or Third Rock from the Sun?
30 Rock. Yeah. What do you mean upset? The ones I voted for got beat out.
You're saying, according to this, is upsets. 30 Rock will play Blackish in the next round. Parks and Rec. Or My Name is Earl?
My Name is Earl.
Frasier or Everybody Hates Chris?
Everybody Hates Chris.
I don't know if Kendra's still watching, but I know she's about to have a heart attack right now. She loves Frasier.
Frasier's a good show.
Yeah. Arrested Development or the Jeffersons?
Jeffersons.
The Good Place or Get Smart?
The Good Place.
And The Good Place will play Living Single in the next round.
That won't be a long game.
The Marvelous Miss Maisel or Martin?
Martin.
Sorry, Amanda. He didn't pick Frazier. The other thing, not Frazier.
Yeah, she's mad I didn't pick Frazier. Nope.
Roseanne or the Wonder Years?
Roseanne.
Which both came out in the same year, actually.
Really?
Yes, he picked Everybody Hates Chris over Frazier. Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
And Roseanne will play Malcolm in the Middle in the next round. The Drew Carey Show or Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nine-Nine.
Not everybody hates CJ.
Why Harvey mad? I picked the black show over the white show. Why are you mad? Yeah, you've been saying that this whole time.
So I'm not gonna lie to you. I will pick Frazier over Everybody Hates Chris. I thought Frazier was a little bit funnier, me personally. But it's not about us, it's about CJ. So, CJ, Community or Married with Children?
Married with Children.
Mad About You or the Golden Girls?
Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah. Scrubs or Full House? Scrubs or Full House?
Scrubs.
All right. And Scrubs will play Entourage in the next round. New Girl or A Different World?
A Different World.
Where did you come from?
Yeah, I absolutely love that show. Except for the first season with Jasmine. I mean, the first season with Lisa Bonet. That was...
Oh, yeah. Listen, Amanda, the Frasier thing I was with you with, but The Different World definitely a better show than New Girl. And I love New Girl. I love it. But definitely not better than The Different World. That's not... to me personally.
Yeah, me too. I do. I love New Girl. It's just hilarious. But ooh, A Different World all day.
Entourage is out, but Frazier's out. Listen, this is CJ's stuff.
They weren't going against each other.
All right, Monk or Family Matters?
Family Matters.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia or The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Fresh Prince.
Yeah. All right, How I Met Your Mother.
You know, Harvey keeps telling me to keep him black, and then when I'm over the black show, he fucking will say shit every time.
How I Met Your Mother or The Nanny?
How I Met Your Mother.
I don't know. The took way too long of a pause for that. I'm not gonna lie.
I was thinking about something else. This last one right here.
How I Met Your Mother will play Kings and Queens in the next round. The Cosby Show or The Game?
The Game.
Well, he said keep it black until a better show comes up. They were both black shows, so. The League or The Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory.
I can't get mad at that.
Yeah, those are two really good shows. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I still watch Big Bang Theory like 3 times a week.
And last but not least, Sanford and Son versus that 70 show.
That 70 show. All right, Harvey, let me have it. Yeah.
All right, that 70 show will play the Goldbergs in the next round, which means that the Big Bang Theory will play My Name Is Earl in the next round. Uh-huh. The Game will play Everybody Hates Chris in the next round. the Fresh Prince of Bel Air will play the Jeffersons in the next round. Family Matters will play Martin in the next round. A Different World will play Brooklyn Nine-Nine in the next round. And the Golden Girls will play Married with Children in the next round.
All right. I thought it was going to get harder this round, but no, this round sounds easy.
All right. So, like we said before, for everybody who's listening that knows what's going on, this will come up in the fourth round. So, the highest seed in this round will get a bye to the quarterfinals. All right. CJ, Cheers or Fresh Off the Boat?
Cheers.
And Cheers is your bye.
Yeah.
So, it goes all the way to the quarterfinals. 30 Rock or Blackish?
Blackish.
A Good Place or Living Single?
Living Single.
Roseanne or Malcolm in the Middle?
Roseanne.
And Roseanne will play Blackish in the next round. I bet Roseanne hates that. Anyway, Scrubs or...
You're full.
Scrubs or Entourage?
Scrubs.
And Scrubs will play Living Single in the next round.
Oh yeah. All right. Next round's gonna be hard.
How I Met Your Mother or Kings of Queens?
How I Met Your Mother.
That 70s Show or the Goldbergs?
That 70s Show.
The Big Bang Theory or My Name is Earl?
Big Bang Theory.
The Game or Everybody Hates Chris?
The Game. Right. Yeah, I completely agree.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or the Jeffersons?
Will Smith. You hear that, Harvey? Will Smith.
Yeah, I don't think Harvey here anymore. He had a bounce after you knocked out the Cosby Show, I think. Family Matters or Martin?
Martin.
And Martin will play How I Met Your Mother in the next round.
Uh-oh.
A Different World or Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Different World.
And last but not least, The Golden Girls or Married with Children?
Married with Children. The chess club. Oh.
Which means that Married with Children will play That 70s Show in the next round. A Different World will play The Big Bang Theory in the next round. And The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will play The Game in the next round. All right, so we're on round four. Cheers already got a bye. The lower part of this bracket will also get a bye to the semifinals, which would be number one in your Mount Rushmore.
Okay, so yeah. So instead of like the highest seed getting the bye, the lowest seed gets the bye?
The lower part gets the bye.
I mean,
I'll explain when we get there. All right,
okay.
So Cheers already there. So Roseanne or Blackish?
Blackish.
And Blackish will play Cheers in the next round. Scrubs or Living Single?
I'm sorry, Scrubs.
Got your damn mind. Anyway, How I Met Your Mother's or Martin?
Martin.
And Martin will play Scrubs in the next round.
Oh.
That 70s Show or Married with Children?
Married with Children.
The Big Bang Theory or A Different World?
Big Bang Theory.
Which means that the Big Bang Theory will play Married with Children in the next round. Oh. Also,
what?
Which also means that whatever you pick out of this matchup will get a bye. This match right here gets a bye to the semifinals.
Oh, fuck me.
Is it The Game or The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
All right. So Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will get a bye.
All right, now why do they get a bye?
Because they don't get anybody back. They're the lower part. All right, anyway. So, cheers. So, we're in the quarterfinals. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air already had a bye to the semifinals. We need three more for the semifinals. Your Mount Rushmore of sitcoms.
Okay.
CJ, Cheers or Black-ish?
Black-ish.
CJ. CJ, Scrubs or Martin?
Martin. Oh, fuck me.
And CJ.
Oh, fuck.
The Big Bang Theory or Married with Children?
Oh, shit.
All right, man.
I hate this so much. Married with Children.
All right. Which means that Married with Children will play Martin in the next round.
I want a Big Bang in the Final Four so bad.
Which means that the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air will play Black-ish in the next round.
Oh, no.
So, your Final Four or Mount Rushmore or semifinals is Black-ish, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Martin, or Married with Children. Do you want to guess how many we got right?
Wait, say it again.
Your Final Four is Black-ish, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Martin, and Married with Children.
Okay. Not mad at that.
Do you want to guess how many we have in common for Final Fours?
Two.
You're 100% right. We have two. We have Black-ish and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I knew those were exact two.
However, though, I had the league in Psych. Yep, I said it. Psych?
Psych? Really? Yeah. How did Psych make it all the way?
You're damn right I said Psych. Yeah. Psych is underrated, and I don't get anybody say that shit is a fucking amazing show. It is what it is. However, this is not about me. This is not about me. This is about CJ's. All right. So, CJ, whoever wins in this round, it came on USA. Yes, it did. It came on USA. It said, no, you know what channel is coming. It came on USA. Yes, it
did. Yeah. I think it's like overrated, and I still wouldn't know it came on USA.
All right. So, CJ, whatever you pick out of this round, whoever wins goes to the finals. Whoever loses goes to the third place. We'll have a third place game. Okay.
Okay.
So, CJ, what show is going to the finals? Is it The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or Black-ish?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
All right.
This finals is going to suck.
So, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air goes to the finals. That means that Black-ish goes to the third place game. All right. CJ, what is meeting The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Is it Married with Children?
Married with Children.
Or Martin?
It's Married with Children.
All right. Married with Children goes to the finals. However, though, Martin will meet Black-ish in the third place game. CJ, we're going to do the third place game first. What is the third?
Martin.
Let me say it first.
Why, dude? I already knew what the fucking Final Four were like fucking round ago.
it's not about you. It's about people listening.
Right, you just said it's all about CJ.
Yeah, but people are listening too. Shit. Listen, anyway, your third place game is number 67, Martin, 1992, or the play-in, Black-ish, 2014.
Oh shit, Black-ish was a play-in?
It was a play-in, yes.
Oh shit, play-in got all the way to number four. Get him, Black-ish. Get him, Black-ish.
So, which number three? Here.
Number three is Martin.
All
right. Yeah, Martin's number three. But Black-ish play-in, working Dre.
Well, not me, Dre. The Dre on the
show.
Yeah,
the Dre from the show.
Yeah, thank you. I want everybody to know that. All right. However, though, this is not about the third place. This is about overall best sitcom. Now, mind you, you wanted to do this because you felt like the voters on social media got it wrong. So I do want to say
their picks were garbage.
I do want to say what they had. Their final four was the Big Bang. With the Big Bang Theory versus Seinfeld and Friends versus I Love Lucy. All right. With Seinfeld.
Oh, one. Yeah. Big Bang Theory is the only one should have been there.
With Seinfeld winning it all by 53% of the votes. All right. So I want to make sure everybody knows that because this will be out by the time. So, shame. CJ, to you, what is the best sitcom of all time? Is number 62 Married with Children 1987, or is number 57 The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air 1990?
You know what it is, bro. Like Uncle Phil, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, number one. You hear that, Harvey? Will Smith, number one.
So, with that being said, your top four is number one, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Number two, Married with Children. Number three, Martin. Number four, Black-ish. How you feel?
I'm good with that. Yeah. Big Bang Theory, number five. Yeah, got some honorable mention in there.
With that being said, listen, CJ, tell us about you. Tell about your new podcast coming out. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Oh, all right. Hey. You know, we have a new show called Season to Season, where we pick a show and at the end of every season, we talk about and critique the show itself, the characters, everything about it. You know what's going on. We would drop the first episode, I think, sometime tonight.
We'll drop the first episode January 20th.
Oh, okay. January 20th, we'll be dropping the first episode for we watched the show House. So, for example, it would be House Season 1. Check it out. There's a lot of good shit in there.
All right. So, with that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and if you ever want to come do a one-on-one, thank you, Peter. If you ever want to come do a one-on-one, you're more than welcome. I will never say no, but it has to be one of the brackets that I already have made, because even though I love doing these brackets, they are a bitch to make. With that being said... With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson. I love everyone that's in the comments, everybody that listened. Thank you so much. Casey's out his damn mind for saying Seinfeld is amazing, and we are out.
All right, thank y'all for listening.